The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlitz. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlitz.
Hey, welcome to the show. Dr. Michael Cudlitz here. Speaking of health, regular listeners may know I'm a Kalamazoo, Michigan chiropractor. I've been in practice for 32 years and just love what I do. Prior to that, I taught school for 10 years. So I've been around for a while. And Speaking of Health is a show about health, not about disease, not about the latest spectacular way to cut parts out of your body, not a show about how do you take drugs to suppress what God has given you to help you, but instead, this is a show about health. How do you stay healthy? How do you get healthy? How do you maintain your health? How do you optimize who you are so that you can express yourself as best as possible on this planet? So we talk about rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. That's chiropractic care. That makes up the health balance, the things that you need to do and to keep in balance so you can be as healthy as you possibly can. And then we deal with you multidimensionally, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, unconsciously, so that you can we can address all the levels of who you are, because you're just not a physical body walking through space. No, you have emotions, you have thoughts. You have feelings you want to share. So it's important to remember, thoughts are things. They actually have a vibrational resonance. And same thing with your emotions. Same thing with your physical body. It vibrates at a certain rate. And as long as that vibrational rate is optimal, you're going to be healthy. You break that optimal nature and all of a sudden you start having symptoms, signs that your body is having trouble dealing with the world. So, with that as our backdrop, today I thought we'd talk about a few things here. Seven beliefs or seven myths that add to messing up your health, destroying who you truly are. So, keep in mind this statement. The difficulty lies not so much in developing new ideas as in escaping from the old ones. And that's John Maynard Keynes. Now, when you think about that, it's easy for us to embrace the idea, wow, I've gotten kind of heavy. I need to go ahead and lose some weight here. So, it's been about 15 years since I've taken care of myself, so I think I'm going to aim to lose 40 pounds. Yeah, 40 pounds, that's a good idea. I'm going to lose that real quick. So I got to develop some new ideas to help lose weight. So I'm going to eat different. I'm changing the way I'm eating. I'm going to go ahead and change what I do and how I do it. So we go off in the first 1, 2, 3 weeks. We get on an eating plan, and we start exercising, and away we go a mile a minute. And we lose in the first 3 weeks 10 pounds. Boy, we're excited. Only 30 pounds more to go. And then pretty soon, we notice, oh, today I just don't think I'm going to go to the gym today. I've been doing real good. I've been going to the gym 3 days a week now for the last 3 weeks. And look, I'm already down 10 pounds. this is good. So I'm going to take a day off. And one by one, we slip back into the old ideas that led us to be 40 pounds overweight. Now, I'm sure if you've ever done anything like that, you kind of judge yourself about that. You feel bad, and pretty soon you just quit your diet, and pretty soon you just quit going to the gym, and you're kicking yourself in the butt for wasting money on a year's gym membership when you really don't want to go at all. And in fact, your entire life, you've never been very athletic. But you were going to get this new idea that all of a sudden you were going to go and work out at the gym and eat this great food. And all of a sudden, those new ideas are hard to accept because you have the habit of your old ideas busy working to keep you where you're comfortable, where you used to being. And almost invariably sometimes, invariably, people will go ahead, they will get on a new diet, and they will lose weight rapidly. And all of a sudden, that new weight loss becomes difficult. All of a sudden, they're fighting the very program that they wanted to do in the beginning to get themselves healthier. And that's because something like weight loss is a multidimensional problem. It's not just physical adipose tissue that's been stuck on your gut and your butt, but also there's the emotional and mental thought patterns that are anchored into that fat as well. And as you start to lose weight, those things, those emotional and mental patterns that you had to allow you to develop that weight gain, those start to surface. Now, how do we keep them suppressed? You don't want to suppress them. You want those thought patterns and those emotional feelings to come to the surface so that you can deal with them. And that's what happens. They come to the surface, and what you didn't bargain for was, oh, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to diet and exercise, and I'll be fine. But what you didn't bargain for were the thought patterns, the emotional realities that now come to the surface so you can deal with them and get rid of them so you can continue with your goals. And if you don't know what to do with them, then the thought pattern looks like, oh, man, today I'm missing a candy bar. Oh, man, I sure wish I could have a beer with dinner tonight. And those are the things that helped contribute to your weight development, if you will, the weight gain that you did. And if you don't deal with them, they're going to stay there. And then guess what happens? They start piling up, and they start putting pressure on you to hold you to your old ways. And unless you deal with those things, you're not going to get rid of them. Your weight's going to stay. And you're going to be like most people that go on a diet. Oh, another diet that doesn't work. I guess I'm just stuck being fat. And to a certain degree, that may be true. But maybe you're one of those that has an iron will, and you're able to fight this off, and you're able to just resist these temptations. And you continue to lose weight, and you continue to go to the gym, even though it's not any fun, but you're struggling through this, and you are going to be successful. And you are. 3 months in, you've lost 30 pounds, and I've reached my goal. Oh, boy, am I happy. Everybody compliments me. This is feeling really good. Oh, I'm looking good. I'm in a new size of clothes. And finally, I get to go off my diet. Well, going off your diet, what's going to happen to you, do you think? If you have not released the emotional components, if you have not reached the mental, released the mental thought patterns, guess what happens when you go off your diet? Exactly. You go back to where you were before you started your diet. The weight starts to creep on. And the weight comes back to where it was. And then what do? You go, oh, I'm a failure. Except now you claim being your failure 3 months into the eating plan, as opposed to 2 weeks or 3 weeks. This is a multidimensional problem. You are a multidimensional human. You have to deal with all aspects of that. And if you can't deal with the emotions, you can't deal with your mental thought patterns, well, you're going to be unsuccessful with that. Now, there's ways to do that. And the importance of that is to realize escaping from the old ideas that you have requires a full-bore approach to weight loss, not just physical. The worst possible thing you could do is start taking drugs to lose weight. I mean, all the latest weight loss drugs are highly dangerous because of what they do. And the safest way is to cut down on your eating, get an eating plan that deals with real food, and do some mental emotional work to release those emotional patterns, those mental thought processes that led you to gain your weight. Now, this is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're going to be back in just a few moments. This is Speaking of Health, and I'll see you in just a minute.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. One of the things that's real important if you're going to do something like a weight loss program or any program where you're going to change your behavior, recognize that that behavior will involve physical steps, emotional steps, mental steps. And you need to track those. You want to keep track of them. As I'm doing my eating plan, how do I feel today? What am I thinking of? And if you take little microscopic steps small steps along the way, and you chart them and keep track of them, both physical, emotional, mental levels, then you're going to be able to see where you start to slip up. And it's because it's a microscopic step you're taking, a small step, the correction will be very easy as well. So one of the other things, like with your diet, you want to do it with a doctor's help. Now, we want to run a very wonderful weight loss program called Healing Yourself, Real Results, Loving Yourself Lean. And you can look on the website at realresultsprogram.com, and you can see what the program's made of. But it's designed to work with a chiropractor, a specially trained chiropractor, who can work with the mental emotional aspects as they come up on your side and start to challenge you. And dealing with these neuroemotional complexes, as they're called, you can eliminate them. And that takes the energy right out. It just deflates the problem. And the way the program is set up, it's safely designed for you to lose 1/2 to 1 pound per day in many cases. So it's not unusual for you to lose in 40 days 40 pounds. Or even if it's the 1/2 pound, in 40 days, losing 20 pounds. Now, that's the first part of the program. That's the release part, where you let go of the weight that's been anchored in over the last few years that you've put on. Now, the second part is the reset program. One of the reasons why most people gain their weight back after they're on a diet is they go off their diet and they have failed to reset a portion of the brain that's responsible for you dieting. That portion of the brain is called the hypothalamus. And in that part of the brain, you have a center that keeps track of whether you're hungry, and it keeps track of whether you're full. Now, those two parts, if they're off on a and you lose a lot of weight, there is a set point there where if you've weighed a certain amount, and say like you decide to lose your weight after 10 years and you've had weighed for 10 years 40 pounds over what you want to weigh, your body is used to holding your weight at that 40 pound plus spot. So you go ahead and in as little as a month and a half or 2 months, you lose 20 to 40 pounds of that weight. Your body, your set point in your brain, still thinks that heavy weight is where you're supposed to be. So you go off your diet and your body will slap on that weight as quickly as it possibly can, because it's thinking it has to get you back to that 40-pound weight, because that's where it's been used to. That's been your body's set point. And your body will hang around that weight within 2 to 5 pounds on either side all the time. Well, you have to reset that part in your brain. And you have to not go off your diet, but alter your diet. And the safest way to alter your diet is to make sure you go back to eating a little bit, eating more normally, but you have no sugar and you have no starches on your diet. And you have to do that for at least 5 weeks so that the hypothalamus in your brain will reset itself. Now, once it resets itself, that means your new lower weight, say you've gone from 200 pounds down to 160, 160 pounds, now that 160 pounds becomes your new set point. And through smart eating and maybe mild exercise, you're going to see you can eat anything you want, including hot fudge sundaes every once in a while, and you won't go beyond that 160 pounds. But you have to reset your brain. You must make that change, or the new idea you had about weight loss will just be a new idea. You won't be able to maintain that weight. So then, after 5 weeks and you've reset your hypothalamus, well, then you have a third part to your eating plan you have to pay attention to. Now, you're down to 160 pounds. You find, gee, I can eat just about everything I want, but I notice if I go out and have pizza and beer, I gain 2 to 3 pounds in one day. Well, that should tell you something. How do I get rid of that 2 to 3 pounds? You have to do it in a very sound way. And usually, you can do it by eating what's called a steak day. You have a huge steak and an apple or a tomato. That's all you eat that day. And you usually see, if you've reset your weight properly, the next day, that 2 to 3 pounds will be gone. But that's another key, see? When you get into this third part of your weight loss, this is where we call in our weight loss program the mastery program. This is where you become the master of your own weight, the master of your destiny. And so there's certain things you have to do to see that that mastery stays there. One of them is you weigh yourself every day. Well, I just went on a diet so I could lose weight. You mean I have to keep working at it? Well, let me ask you this. If you don't work at it, how do you think you gained that 40 pounds? You didn't work at it then. You didn't pay attention to your weight. And what did your weight do? It just shot up. So, yeah, if you're going to master this weight loss program and not have to do a new diet every time a new diet shows up on the magazine racks, yeah, you have to master this and pay attention to it every day. Well, how long will I have to do that? Well, you're going to have to do that until you stop breathing. Yeah, you're going to have to do that probably for the rest of your life if you want to maintain the weight loss, if you want to maintain the new you, the new weight loss. And so there's three basic things in this last part of your weight release program. It's called eat only when you're hungry. If you're not hungry, don't eat. Your body will tell you when you need to eat, and it's called hunger. And it does a very efficient job of that. So you eat only when you're hungry. You weigh yourself every day for the rest of your life so you know where you are with your weight. And if you're 1 to 2 pounds, 3 pounds overweight, well, then you just eat a steak and you eat an apple. And that'll help you to get that weight back off real quick. So it's a simple process. But it does require attention. Now, not all of us have to lose weight. Many of us just stay our same weight for the rest of our lives. You know, and I often wonder, how do those people exist? And because I'm someone where I've had to watch my weight every day of my life. That's just part of who I am. And when I don't do that, my weight goes up. And so it's like, do you brush your teeth every day in the morning? Yeah. Put deodorant on every day in the morning? Yeah. Then you step on a scale every day in the morning as well. That's just part of your normal routine. So you know where you are. You show yourself some loving action. I don't want to have to go back again. I don't want to have to go on a diet again. I've worked real hard to get to this weight loss. And so these are the things I have to do to keep myself as good looking now as I have sought to be. So I've lost 40 pounds. Everybody compliments me on this. I'm in new clothes. Oh, I look really good. Well, then I want to maintain that. And I do that by weighing myself every day, only eating when I'm hungry. One of the biggest fallacies that we have in our society is that you have to eat 3 solid meals every day. And not only that, but breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, it is if you're hungry. And who made those studies? All the breakfast cereal manufacturers made those studies and then made that pronouncement. Now, if you're hungry at breakfast time, it's an important meal. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. You eat when you're hungry. You pay attention to the natural laws of what's going on, the natural laws of this world, which is like your stomach will tell you if you're hungry or not. It's very, very simple. So that's an easy way to maintain that. And we explain that on the website, realresultsprogram.com, www.realresultsprogram.com. Visit that site. And then give us an email at drmjkudlas, Dr. MJ Cudlas, at gmail.com if you want more information, and I'll help you with that. The phone number on the website is no longer functional. So if you want to call me at 269-254-4799. 269-254-4799. And I'll give you some help with that. So remember, realresultsprogram.com, 269-254-4799. This is Dr. Michael Cudlas with Speaking of Health, and I'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlas. To reach Dr. Cudlas or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlas@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlas here. This is Speaking of Health, and we're talking about health today. And our last segments were on weight loss and some things you can do to help make sure that your weight loss goals are successful. After all, you know, what are the first three letters in the word diet? What do they spell? Sometimes we think, gosh, I'm dying on this diet. I don't know that I want to follow up on it. But the fact of the matter is, if we can change our thinking, we can change who we are. And acquiring new ideas is not as hard as letting go of the old one. And if the old ones got us to where we are now, they will keep us there unless we change those old ideas and acquire some new ones. So simple procedures like that. And also, the other thing with diet and nutrition, pay no attention to the nonsense you hear on TV about what goes into being a healthy diet. Oh, my goodness. The government should be ashamed of itself. It allows so much false advertising and nonsense. It's just pathetic. But the idea of a fat-free diet, if you want diabetes, if you want to have heart trouble, if you want to be sick, then stay on a fat-free diet. We know that that's totally stupid. And a whole generation was sold a bill of goods. And I swear, I think it was make work done for the medical profession. Because that fat-free diet idea, if you follow that, you get diabetes. You open yourself up to it. Those of you that choose margarine over butter, come on. You change a few molecule formations in margarine, and you'll end up with plastic. No, think about nature. Nature gave us butter. That's a natural occurring food for us from our bovine friends. Butter is healthful. I mean, if you don't think it's healthy, look at the French. They put butter on everything. And if you don't know what to do with it, you put butter on whatever you got. And the French are not obese. The French are not sickly. Their country is healthier than ours. They have less heart disease than we do. They have a lot better health than we do. The United States ranks 37th over in comparison with the other countries around the world. There are third world countries that have a lower mortality rate than we do. I mean, we're the wealthiest country in the world, and we have some of the poorest health care in the world. Why is that? Well, so far as I can see, I think it's big corporations selling us a bill of goods so they can make a bunch of money, and the government supporting that kind of nonsense. But doesn't make sense. So if we're going to deal with our health, we want to keep track of our weight. And one of the things that gets me is a lot of people go, well, I'm healthy. How do you know? Well, because I feel good. Oh, so feeling good is a sign of health? No, it's not. But we tend to do that. And let's just look at a couple common facts. Women end up with breast cancer when they can first palpate that nodule in their breast, or when a mammogram can pick up what appears to be cancer in the breast. That cancer has been growing there for 5 to 8 years. That's right. 5 to 8 years ago, they acquired cancer. But until it's discovered, they assume they're healthy and they feel fine. So feeling good isn't always the best sign. You know, I always tell people, if feeling good was the only sign of health, then the breakfast of champions would be 3 or 4 Jack Daniels every morning. I mean, boy, you'd feel real good for a while, but it may not be the healthiest way to start your day. So feeling good really is not a good way to chart your whole health. There has to be other ways. And first of all, we need to agree on what is health. Everybody has their own definition of health. I mean, if I talk to a physical education teacher or a trainer at the gym, he's going to emphasize physical fitness, cardiovascular efficiency. If I ask a nutrition about their definition of health, a nutritionist, they're going to emphasize eating properly. And whatever they define as eating properly will be eating properly. But you can talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and ask them for their definition of health. They're going to talk about the mental emotional things because that's their specialty. And you can talk to a priest or a minister, a pastor, a rabbi, other holy man, and ask them what's their definition of health. They're going to emphasize the spiritual sides of things because that's their specialty. That's what they follow. Well, if we're looking for a definition of health, which one is the correct one? The physical fitness one? Mental emotional ones, nutritional ones, spiritual ones? Well, aren't we all of those? And if we're looking for an optimal definition of health, don't we have to encompass all of those levels of health? Well, sure, physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, spiritual. Those are all important levels for us to express our health in. If any one of those gets out of balance, then we're going to be out of balance, not as healthy as we should be. Physical imbalance, physical illness. Mental, emotional imbalance, mental, emotional illness. And if you look around the world today, you can see the spiritual imbalance by the way our fellow man is being treated by us and the way we're treating our fellow man. Just with such spiritual atrocity. It's just awful. So if we're going to be healthy, we have to encompass a definition of health that involves all of those things, physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual. And so for me, my definition of health is very simple. Health is 100% function. When your body's working like it's supposed to, optimally at peak potential, it's going to be working at 100% efficiency. Now, that does not mean when your stomach's empty, your stomach is 100% of the time putting out stomach acid to digest your food. No, that only works when there's food in your stomach. And your heartbeat's not going to be 160 beats per minute when you're sitting resting. It may beat that fast when you're out exercising, but it's going to adapt. And so at 100% function, your body is in constant communication with itself, functioning optimally with your internal environment and your external environment. So depending on what's going on, your body responds optimally. That's 100% health. That's optimal health levels. That's what we seek to have. And because the body is a self-healing organism, because the body is quite capable of taking care of every single thing that happens to it, then we can pay attention to our body. Oh, what do you mean the body can't take care of everything? Really? Well, if I fall and break my arm, my body going to heal that arm? I got to go to the doctor. No. Your body will heal your arm. You go to the doctor who helps you heal your arm optimally by setting it so that it heals straight. But your body is going to heal that arm one way or another. Well, yeah, what about cancer? Your body can't heal cancer. Oh, really? Who says? We were placed on this planet with everything in nature that we need to help ourselves. And we were given a mind so that we could expand those elements in nature to help us heal optimally. So, yeah, there is healing for that. I've seen that. I personally have healed myself from cancer by using special herbally based salves. Your body has the ability to expel cancer from itself. And cancer is such a horrible disease because our environment is so horribly toxic. The way you heal cancer is not with radiation, not with chemotherapy, not with cutting off the limb. The way you heal cancer is by detoxifying your body, letting it come back to its pure natural state. And when you do that, it's a self-healing organism. It heals itself. Cancer goes away. Cancer is a symptom of a, it's a sign that you cannot toxify yourself anymore. You can't take on any more toxins. The cancer actually begins to develop as a way to detoxify your body. And usually the body can't stand that, and you may end up dying. So you have to do things to detoxify your body. I recommend every 3 to 5 years, everybody, for example, does a gallbladder flush. Some people recommend you flush your gallbladder every year, but unless you have gallbladder trouble in your family, a gallbladder flush every 3 to 5 years will be fine. And what is that? You literally flush out your gallbladder, expelling all the bile that's in there and any of the bile stones or sand that may be forming because your liver's become toxic and the gallbladder is starting to become sluggish. And you do that with a very simple process. And if you go online, you'll find plenty of gallbladder flushes that are easy to do. And if you want to contact me at Dr. M.J. Cudlas, DrMJKudlas, @gmail.com, I'll be happy to send you a very effective gallbladder flush. It's going to cost you about $10 to do, and it works wonderfully. We use it with our patients all of the time. So you clean out your gallbladder. You know a good way to clean out your liver? Very simple process. Every morning, 4 to 6 ounces of natural apple cider or apple juice. In the evening, same thing, take it away from food. But the apple juice, apple cider, will start to flush the Kupffer cells in your liver and help you detoxify your liver. It's a very simple one. It's one designed for people who are healthy that just want to clean their liver out, sort of like cleaning out the closet every once in a while. And it's a simple way to do that. And if you want the gallbladder flush, either look one up online, or if you want one that I know is safe, I know is healthy, and I know will work for you, then contact me, DrMJKudlas, Dr. Michael Cudlas, @gmail.com. And speaking of Dr. Michael Cudlas, that's me, it's time for us to take another break. So this is Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlas. To reach Dr. Cudlas or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlas@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlas here, Speaking of Health. And we're talking about health a little bit today. Talking about some weight loss, talking about how you clean out your gallbladder, how you clean out your liver. And remember, if you want any information on that specifically, email me, drmjcudlas@gmail.com. Or you can call me on the phone, 269-254-4799. So, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity. Positive mental attitude is a really important one, especially in our society where everybody's got an opinion, and of course their opinion's right, and heaven help you if you don't think it is, because they'll make you like their opinion. Positive mental attitude is important. If we have a negative mental attitude, we're going to run into trouble. And it's been, the evidence is clear scientifically, that with a negative mental attitude, you don't live as long. You stress your heart. You raise your blood pressure. I mean, I have people that we've put on a breathing program that can lower their blood pressure just as much as if they're taking blood pressure medication, just by breathing. And we have a couple of shows we've done with Michael White at breathing.com, one of the, in fact, the foremost authority on breathing and ways to improve it in the United States, if not the world. And you go to www.breathing.com. He has a complete list and great programs and a wonderful breathing kit you can get to help yourself. But just simple breathing can help you lose weight, can help you lower your blood pressure, can help with a number of things. Breathing.com, Dr. Michael White. So that positive mental attitude, though, is very, very important. We've closed our show for the last 2.5 years that we've been on with the nine magic words. God bless you. I love you. Peace, be still. Now, those nine words are extraordinarily positive in their benefits, and they can help you lead to a positive mental attitude. When you wake up in the morning, do you go, oh, good God, another day at the job? Or do you wake up in the morning and go, I'm ready for this day. I'm going out to serve mankind and to be the best I can be. And that attitude is very important. And the attitude is one of the things that you can switch. And if you think about it, our attitude is sort of like a coin. Heads on one side, tails on the other. And if we happen to wake up in the morning with tail showing, we may have our tail between our legs. We may not be in very good shape. But the same us is on the other side of the coin too. And it's just a coin flip for heads to come up and for us to be healthier. Now, if you're like me, the first thing when you wake up in the morning, you head into the bathroom and stop off, look at yourself in the mirror. And if you look at yourself in the mirror, if you look at like I do, you have to change your attitude a little bit. So you do that real simply. You look in the mirror and go, oh, baby, you looking good today. Now, if you look like me the first thing in the morning, you're going to crack up. It's going to bring a smile to your face. Well, when you smile, your body pumps endorphins into your bloodstream. Endorphins are 1,000 times more powerful than morphine to help you. And all you're doing is just saying, oh, baby, you looking good today. And you get that smile going. And if you have a smile, it's hard to have a negative attitude. And so that's what you want. You want to start the day with a smile. Start the day, if you're married, with a hug. Give your spouse a hug and tell her or tell him why you're married to them. Because I love you, baby. You're the best. Now, those will help you get into a positive mental attitude and keep your heart where it belongs, in your chest and ready to love. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. These are miracle words. These are miracle words. If there's somebody in your family you're not getting along with, just the other day I had one of my patients tell me that her stepmother couldn't stand her, didn't like her, doesn't want to be around her. Well, that hurts her because her father loves her children. And the stepmother doesn't want the grandchildren around. So I told her about the nine magic words. And I told her, you find a picture of that person giving you a hard time. You put it where you can see it all the time, every day. Every time you look at that picture, you use the nine magic words. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. Now, in the beginning, you may use the 11 magic words, which are, God bless you, I love you, peace be still, you asshole, or something like that. just because you have such anger at that person. But pretty soon, it'll get down to the 9 magic words. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. And you just say that to the picture. You will change inside. And most importantly, most all of the time, the person outside will change inside. And it's not unusual. We had one patient that did that. And after 4 weeks of God bless you, I love you, peace be still, her son called her, her estranged son. They hadn't spoken in 20 years. And all she did was talk to the picture with those words. And when she did that, she said, he called, I didn't even recognize his voice. He said, Mom, this is John. I've been thinking after 20 years we should get together. What do you want to do this 4th of July? Is it okay if I come over? God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. These are powerful words. These are words of spirit that translates the beauty and the sanctity of spirit into the physical nature of who we are. That's why we call them the 9 magic words. And they can work for you, and they will work for you. And all you got to do is try it. See if it doesn't work. Where would you use these words? Wherever you have a problem. You're having a problem with someone at work? Same thing. Having a problem with somebody you haven't seen in a while, but you have strong feelings about? Same thing. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. Now, you'll be amazed how that changes your attitude. But because you change the frequency of the universe in a positive manner by saying those words, the person to whom you are speaking will also be changed. The person that you are speaking those to will also be changed. I mean, that's kind of a neat thing, but you see, now we're living in the age of quantum reality, where one thing that happens in the universe affects all the other universe because it's all connected. And so when you say something, and because thoughts are things, as we talked about earlier, then those things take effect. And if you're speaking in a negative way, if you're speaking in a hard, hurtful way, those things also take effect. So why bother? Why waste your time? Why waste your energy being negative? God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. Those are positive statements. Those are loving statements. That brings God forward into the world in a practical way so that he becomes your partner. Wouldn't it be cool to have God as your partner? 9 magic words allows that to be happening. So we have that positive mental attitude. And of course, chiropractic care, we didn't get to talk about that today, but that's a given. If you want to maintain your health, chiropractic care. So this is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. Remember, you want to get a hold of me? drmjcudlis, K-U-D-L-A-S, @gmail.com, or give me a call on the phone, 269-254-4799. And so we'll be back next week with another show. Look forward to hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you. Look forward to you listening to me. And so remember, God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.